All right, let's get to our guests. Joining us now, Representative Shane Mecklen and lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
And happy birthday, Jeff O'Brien.
Thank you.
And, I don't know if you know this, but you share a birthday with American actress and director Lena Dunham. So.
What?
Congrats. I'm honored.
How unfortunate for you.
Yeah. Very cool. Also, Filipino basketball player Larry Fonacier was also born on this day.
And since we're going down that road, and my wife and I's anniversary, 20 years today.
Aww.
I saw that. Congrats.
Thank you, sir.
So,
yes, sir. Congrats as well.
Yeah. Wanted to have you guys on, Representative Mecklen, you specifically. You worked with our good friend Jeff O'Brien on this piece of legislation that is being introduced in the House regarding compensation for business owners and businesses that may have to be shut down or suffer damages because of Governor Walz's executive orders. Tell us a little bit about what this bill does.
Okay, I'll go. So about a year ago, I had a friend that went through, and my father actually went through eminent domain, and Jeff actually jumped in and helped resolve that because naturally they didn't want to pay him nearly what the true costs were. Mm-hmm. Which brought us to where we are today, looking at all these businesses that are calling us, each one of us reps, daily, and looking for some kind of help somewhere. So what we did is we kind of just crafted language that puts this type of executive action into the same bucket of that of eminent domain. And Jeff helped with the language because that's kind of his, well, he is lawyer extraordinaire, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, Jeff, if you want to jump in on a little bit and explain kind of what the language exactly is. I don't have a copy of it in front of me. Should have.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah. So, there's a lot of talk about, the state and federal level and about relief for small businesses. And it's not relief what they need. It's just compensation.
Yes.
For what's been taken from them. And I started talking with Shane, a few weeks ago. And I said, what we need is an expansion of our eminent domain laws, not just for this situation, but if this ever happens again. This is one of those situations where you realize you've got flaws in your statutes when you don't have some kind of a protection like this. Because why should somebody be treated differently for having their business shut down by an executive order versus having a chunk of their land taken for a highway?
Right.
So the idea behind it is, fine, government, you have this public purpose, you have to do this. But you need to go find your checkbook because you don't just get to tell people, you don't just get to take something take property from someone, and a business is no different in terms of property than land. You can't take something from a citizen and not pay them for it.
Exactly. This seems like very much common sense to me. And I'm so glad, Jeff, that you got involved in this and spun it that way, because putting it in that same bucket as eminent domain, once I heard that, I was like, yes, that makes perfect sense. It's the same type of action, government coming and saying, what's going to happen and what can happen with your property, your business, right? One man, the peacetime emergency declaration, one man out there saying this business can open, this business cannot, without any sort of compensation for the businesses cannot. It's completely unjust.
Exactly. And I think the other thing too is, I think that if this law was already in place when we went into this, I think we would get a more measured response from the governor in terms of these continued extensions of the emergency powers and the stay-at-home orders and the shelter-in-place orders and the business closure orders, because every time he would be saying, I'm going to need to extend it, he's having the state's going to have to pay more money. So you by nature would have to, you'd have to factor in the concerns of the businesses. But right now, I don't know that he's listening to anybody in the business community.
Well, Jeff, I know we're going to talk a little bit more about this bill, but since you went there, I'm just curious what your expectations are for this evening. I mean, Governor Walz, obviously, this is going to be an important address with the peacetime declaration ending and then Monday's, stay-at-home order ending, 6 o'clock tonight. And based off of, your expertise and sort of your thoughts of what the governor is or who he is and isn't listening to, what's your expectation this evening?
If you would have asked me that yesterday morning, I would have said he's going to extend it. He's going to extend all the emergency and probably continue to do the shelter in place and gradually open things up and move the dials, as he says. But the interesting change here is in the last night we had the cities of Rogers, Oak Grove, and Pequot Lakes all vote to on a non-enforcement resolution, so they've now joined the city of Lakefield. There are more cities with these resolutions to be voted on next week. So I don't know if the governor, what his reaction is that is going to be to that. And I'm wondering if this changes his behavior in any way, given that he's got cities that are basically thumbing their nose at him at this point.
Well, we've got you know, a bunch of stories this morning of various businesses saying, regardless of what Walls announces, they're going to open up. And again, anecdotally, it was so odd that I got this text from Sport Clips, which is a large chain, of hairstylists, and saying we're open up. And you click the link and it takes you right to their website. And that had me scratching my head. I know those are franchises, but that's to the corporate main website it went to. So something behind the scenes is going on, or it's just like you said, it's a solidarity move by all these businesses going, if we don't open up, we're doomed. So we have to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to that point, Minnesotans overwhelmingly in the beginning trusted Governor Walls in this whole thing.
Yep.
It's time for him to turn that around and trust all of us.
Yeah. Yes.
But neighbor to me out in this district is far different than a neighbor to you down in St. Louis Park. I mean, my neighbor is 3 miles away. Some districts are hardly 3 miles across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no, it doesn't make any sense to have a one-size-fits-all. I mean, it wouldn't make sense to do a one-size-fits-all plan for the nation, and it doesn't make sense to do it for the state of Minnesota. There's no reason why the residents of Bemidji should be operating under the same sort of rules, guidelines, and restrictions as residents of, downtown Minneapolis or downtown St. Paul. It's foolish. And it doesn't make any sense on the surface. And they never bother to really dig in and explain why everybody needs to be acting like everybody is a carrier of the virus right now. Representative Mecklen, before we let you go, I want to circle back to this bill. I love this bill. I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's a great idea. But I also don't really expect it to pass the House. Do you?
I don't. Okay. I don't even think they'll take it up, to be honest, because they won't take up anything we want to take up. But at least we'll get people talking about it. We can certainly have it ready for, the next year. And then the best thing to do would be to get this thing into actual law so this something to this nature could never happen again. And if they're going to do so, they're going to pay dearly. And as you said earlier, you better have a really, really fat checkbook before you just sweepingly close everything down.
Yeah, no executive should have that type of power in this country. Yeah,
I will say, I got to say one other thing. All this conversation about, nobody should have to fear to go vote. Jeff and I had a great conversation last week. We got this figured out. We're just going to move the polling places to the Menards and Home Depots, and then we'll be fine.
Right? Yeah, just put them all in the candy store. Everybody go to the candy store to vote.
Yep.
Well, Representative Mecklen, thank you for all that you do, man. This is a good bill, and I hope it gets some attention. I hope you're at least able to get some good conversation started. Jeff O'Brien, always a pleasure having you on the show. We'll talk to both of you again real soon, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Take care.